This is The Edge, and it is my distinct pleasure to invite on The Edge for today. You know, when I thought of speaking with Lloyd, I had no idea that Lloyd Parks would blow up my chat line like this, but he has. Lloyd Parks, good evening. Welcome to The Edge 105.1, 105.3. We the people are waiting for you, sir.
Good evening, and thanks for inviting me.
Oh, how could we not? How could we not? You are one of our stalwarts of reggae music and the history of music. Copeland Forbes sent me a wonderful introduction and bio for you as well, too.
Okay.
Yes. And I just wanted to go to the beginning because quite a few persons, I had just put and said, when I say Lloyd Parks, what do you think? Quite a few persons said they also wanted to know where you're originally from.
Okay.
So that's how we'll start.
Well, all right. Okay, I'm from Kingston. I was born in Kingston. And I spent 4 years in Portland. So the people in Portland say, I don't even come from, you know. So I just accept it because my parents are from Portland.
So that's what it is. I had no idea, and I've known you for so long.
Yeah.
But quite a few persons said, Portland, you know. And they were really looking forward to that. So then you went to school in Portland as well. Where did you go?
I went to Bonebrook. But before that, I went to Russia School and Tyrone's in Kingston.
In Kingston. So, you know, you have a whole lot of more friends and family has joined us now. So you had a bit of the city and rural, you know, the urban effect, the rural effect.
Yeah.
What were some of the early influences for your music?
Well, you know, this music thing, I was born with it because I'm from 5 years old, 6 years old. I've been clinging to turntable and, you know, listening jukebox and all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what gave me the jump start now was I have a uncle who used to play in a calypso band. And believe me, I used to go out with him every time he's playing just to get the opportunity to sing a song, you know? Catch me like a practice and thing.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start the bass?
Oh, the bass. That's another interesting story. Because I used to play at a club on Reddles Road called the Thoroughbred.
Mm-hmm.
I was a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
The bass player didn't show up the night. I said to the band leader, which was Mr. Bobby Akins, the brother of Lyle Akins.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a band leader. I said, I can play the bass, you know, sir. He said, sure, youth. I was about 20, 23 at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you sure? I said, but Mr. Akins, if the guitar has 6 strings and the bass only have 4, how much can I play? He said, go on, youth. And trust me, I was really creative that night,
mm-hmm.
and tore the place down, and the people started to swarm the stage, and from that I never stopped playing the bass.
You never stopped playing the bass. And
never.
People may think it's been an easy ride. You know, they look at everyone and the legacy that you have, the work that you've done, and they think it's easy. But there's a story of you playing for bread.
Repeat that?
There's a story of you playing for bread.
Playing for bread?
Yes.
It's more Copeland to come up with everything.
It's Copeland telling me a story. You had to play for bread one night. That's what they ended up paying you?
No. What happened, there was a band called RHT Invincibles.
Yes.
And the owner, he bought us some instrument in the ghetto, you know, like a community center.
Mm-hmm.
So we always try to go to rehearsal very early so we can get patty and bread.
Mm.
So that's how the story goes.
Ah, okay. And I have to say hello to GT Taylor as well.
GT Taylor used to be in that band.
Yes.
Oh, you know that?
Me tell you, say, me do my little research, you know. I did my little research as well, you know. But let us talk about the forming of your band, because you say Lloyd Parks and you have to think of We the People Band. Who came up with that name, first of all? Because I love it.
Yeah, because we know we're going to relate to the people. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like an involvement of everybody, the people. So sometimes I'm on the road and say, where are the people? Like they say, you are. We are the people. You are the people.
Yes.
You know, so that concept, it came about because we know we have to interact with people and we're going to play music for the people and everybody's going to get involved and play and feel nice.
Well, can I make a suggestion now? I think when we look at what's happening around the world now, a new wave of consciousness that is around, I can see pretty much a great tour for Lloyd Parks and We the People Band. You know, and people responding to that. There's a force, that resounds with that name. So I'm really looking forward to a whole lot more from you. Before we get into your new works, I know you're in studio and everything as well, but can you tell me what would you classify as your first big moment in music and how it came about?
Well, I would have to say my big moment in music was when I did officially. And it was number one. At that time, we only have two radio stations in Jamaica, RGR and JBC. Mm-hmm. And it was at the number one spot for 6 weeks straight, both stations. So I would have to classify that as my big moment. But this one is very memorable. When I performed at the Royal
Philharmonic
Orchestra in London.
Yes.
You know, with the great John Woods.
Yes.
Freddie McGregor. That was really remarkable, you know?
They said that when you took the stage, it was just...
Yeah, man. I saw people coming from the back of the audience, coming up front to just to touch John Woods' hands and go back to the back. And I said, yes, this was like the Beatles performing. You know, so that was really something stand out in my mind, you know.
How long have you been a backing band, Lloyd?
Well, here we are in 2020. I'm celebrating 45 years, Lloyd Parks and We the People Band.
That's like two generations of people, you know? Three generations. I dare to even squeeze in a third generation as well.
Yeah, you know, so... It's been an exciting journey. I enjoy doing. A lot of people say, "Boy, Lloyd, you can sing and you're back up people." But you know, when you're born, when you're here for a purpose, you have to just go through with it, you know. Until such time, you know. You know, right now I'm looking at relaunching my vocal career. You know, so when you get the chance, you can play for the songs to the people here, you know.
Of course.
And them can determine if I can go do an album, you know.
Well, you know, we play the hits here and we speak to the persons who have made the hits. And you've accomplished so much, not just as an individual performer, as a group performer and backing other vocalists, as you said as well, for over 40 years, 45 years, which is why you were awarded.
Yeah, because I'm not cutting in on you, but I've backed almost every artist that came out of Jamaica. Every big artist, from Freddie McGregor, Dennis Brown, Barry Salmon, Gregory Isaac, Gujo Banton, Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, everybody.
You're not calling a lady name, you know, Lloyd.
Well, I don't know why we always do that, you know. And we can't live without the ladies.
We cannot leave out my ladies. Marcia Griffiths,
Judy Mowat,
Carlene.
Carlene Davis.
Can't leave them out at all.
No, man,
all right.
True.
With the time that we have, what would you classify as... internationally, what would you think is your greatest accomplishment? I asked you about your first big moment in music, and that was a big accomplishment at that time, to be dominating the airwaves with everything that there was. But what would you think is your greatest accomplishment to this time?
Well, I think to be recognized as a top bass player and singer, I mean, come on. In Jamaica, most people know me only as a musician, but in Europe and all these places, I have some big songs. When I go there as a backing band, I have to sing as well.
Yes.
You know, so I think for people accepting me as a great bass player and a great singer, the greatest accomplishment.
And a great representative of our country. You know,
definitely
we're
so.
Not even going to say our island. Our island is a country. We're more than a beach. We're a country. And Lloyd Parks is a part of history for Jamaica that we have to keep on lifting you up and saying thank you so much, because there were so many things you had to accomplish, to walk through, to fight over, in order to make the path for the Leela Aikes of today, for the Chronixes of today? What would you classify as one of the biggest hurdles?
I don't know where to start, you know, but I don't want to divert from what you're asking, but I've played on a lot of songs that top the British charts. Songs like Ken Booth, Everything I Own, that was number one on the British chart.
Mm-hmm.
I've played on a song for Anthony Collins called Double Barrel, you know, and that song was also number one on the British chart. And I could go on and on and on. So, being a cornerstone, I look at myself as a cornerstone in this thing. And maybe that is why I have to continue this thing. Because when I look around, I say, well, I have to do it. Because, I mean, if I don't do it, who's going to do it, you know? So
if you don't want to give me a biggest hurdle, because you say that there is a lot that you have accomplished, so we focus on the accomplishments. But then for the individuals who are out there, who are trying and think they can't excel because maybe their current situation and the circumstance, what would you say to them?
The greatest hurdle, just whatever you're doing, try and do it the best of your ability. So people can accept you, you know? Clean music, conscious music, and just send the good message through the music or in the music. You know, that is one of the main, that's a main hurdle, you know?
Lloyd Parks is our guest this evening in the Home Run in our culture segment, Culture Corner. And I have to ask you, how do you feel about reggae today?
Reggae today is good. You know, I even like the dancer. not necessarily all of the lyrics, but the beat for revealing, you know. I mean, when you hear the dancehall beat today, you have to get up, you know. So, I mean, we only need some good lyrics and good coloring on top of that rhythm, you know, and we go through.
Okay. So we look at the present state of reggae. I think we're in a good place when you have a radio station like The Edge that can come to play the number one tracks played around the world today. For reggae, our music. Can I put you on the spot? If you had to pick a favorite artist, who would it be?
My goodness, it's too much favorite artist.
Let me narrow it down then. From the current batch of the emerging artists who we have.
Okay, for right now, current, contemporary.
Whichever tickles your fancy.
Well, I'm looking at Chronix. I rate him, you know? There's a little, a young lady called Leela Ive. I like her son. I think she's going to go places. Naomi Cowan.
So you're a protege fan then, you're like the protege. But you're being very, very, very modest. You know what? Can you tell me about your grandson?
My grandson? Wow.
Yes, and what he's done. Because he was just interviewed on HBO.
You serious?
You're telling me I know more about him more than you?
You're talking about Q-Mars then?
Yes.
Well, we signed a big record deal, right? He's the son of Lenky Marsden. And you know, the mother of Q is my daughter. So Q becomes my grandson.
Oh, you never want me to use that title.
No, come on.
It's all right.
I'm proud, man. I'm proud to live to see my I can be here to witness the goodness and the works of my grandchildren, man.
Yes. So, I interrupt you. Tell us about Q.
Well, he's multi-talented. That guy blew me away when I went to Florida and listened to him playing the keyboard. I couldn't believe it. But his mom played keyboard as well, you know? And his dad played keyboard. You know, and his grandfather played bass. But He's coming. In terms of signing a good record deal and thing, and you still hear about Q Mars.
So you've got Q in your camp. You've got your daughter Tammy, fabulous record keyboard player. She used to tour with you, but then you know she's doing her thing now, in the church and in religion. But I wanted to bring that out to let people know that at the same time, none of the persons around you got any favors. They've all had to work really hard and have the talent. But Lloyd Parks is also the start of another family legacy of contributing to our reggae music in Jamaica, which is really important for us to look at and realize the hard work and the struggles that everyone has been through in the early days. Is it easier for you now to walk in and conduct business and to go through the whole business deal than it was back in the day when reggae was beginning?
No, it's much, much easier now, you know, because things that we didn't know about publishing in the early days, copyrights and so forth, we know about it now. And it's wide open. The gate is wide open, you know, so all we have to do, if we don't understand, we get the administrator, but we can get a fair deal and a fair share. We just go at it as it is today.
All right. And we can bargain for our fair deal and our fair share. I love that because it's important for us to realize that while we do it for the love of it, we do it and we want to live by it as well, too. Just two questions to ask you. I'm going against what my producer had written on the paper here. But I want you, Lloyd, to tell me of an experience that for you with other musicians, you've been on the road, you've traveled the world, but what experience? It doesn't even have to be on stage, but it puts a smile on your face, a joy in your heart, which makes it a joy to do this music. What experience can you share with us?
All right. When we're traveling as musicians, we just crave, we're just dying to get together so we can start to jive each other. I mean, those days, we had fun. You know, we look forward to going on tour because we have fun. It's totally different today, you know. But
when you say totally different today, why is that? Touring is a business?
Because it's too stiff and serious now. Everybody, it's all about the money now, you know. But in my early days, man, we go for the money, but we have fun as well, you know. And one of the artists that I really enjoy was Dennis Brown.
Yes, how can I not mention that?
I've toured Dennis Brown for over 20 years, being his musical director and his band, backing band, you know? And believe me, sometimes we're on the tour bus and, man, them call it, say, a jackhead, I get to jive each other. And we were on a tour once, you know, with Greg Rizak and Dennis Brown, and nobody knows this side of Greg Rizak. That's when he's on tour and he's on the road, he's a total different person than when he's in Jamaica. And Greg will give joke and all sorts of joke. And one day we were going to Chicago from New York, and I remember Greg would start give jokes and joke, and Dennis Brown laughed and started to cry. I've never seen anything like this. So D Brown, you're crying. So yeah, man, tell Greg to stop, no man. but you know, we enjoy these things, these moments, you know.
Yes. And it is that joy that is manifested through the music as well.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. What is your word of advice to someone who is really trying hard? They don't have a Lloyd Parks as a father or a grandfather to share experiences to be able to step into this industry. What would your advice be to someone trying to break into it?
All right. Find somebody successful or professional and seek advice. And If you're gonna play an instrument or you're gonna sing it, make sure you're gonna do it to the best of your ability. You know, if you're gonna play an instrument, you make sure you practice every day. If you're gonna sing, you do voice training. Or some people have natural talent anyway. But anything you're doing, don't look at it as a luck. Don't make it be a luck. Just make sure you're professional and you're on point at all time. And you're good too.
Sound advice, good advice. You've got a new release out, and while we only play the hits here, but tell us the title of your new release.
Okay. It's an EP called Lloyd Parks, a Veteran, produced by Lenky Marsden. My favorite track on the album is a song called My Miss World.
My Miss World. Yes, yes. All right, we would definitely have to look out for that and certainly hope that wherever you are locked on the listen, because we have people listening around the world, you call your radio station, get on your DJ's back, put on the, you know, for the people who are playing. So when it gets out there and it's up there on the charts, like I can get to play it right here for you. But my Miss World. The track that most persons look at and they remember you for, sir, is Officially. So Officially, yeah. I want to thank you on behalf of all reggae lovers. I mean, this time that we have, is that enough time to be able to
so many
get into the meat of the matter?
So much thing to say. Can't about Marley.
But I think it's a blessing for a lot of persons to realize that you've just had your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. I celebrated my birthday last week, Wednesday.
And you are here and you are still representing. And when this COVID thing opens, I certainly hope that when you hit the road, you're on the tour, that for everyone listening, we're going to be pushing to the front again to be near Uncle Lloyd and get the magic of the play. Our bass player, vocalist extraordinaire, joining us for our Culture Friday segment here on The Home Run, The Edge FM. It's my great pleasure. And I'm going to have to invite you back another time again in Uncle Lloyd.
Definitely so, and thanks for having me, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a joy to hear your voice. It's like a blessing in the evening breeze. Thank you so much.
And I feel a little better because I'm on Edge.
Officially.
Number one radio station in the nation.
All right, do that again for me.
I know you don't have to say it. I feel a little better. I'm talking on Edge. The number one station in the nation. Edge 105
FM, The Edge. Thank you, Sir Lloyd, joining us here this evening, Lloyd Parks.